Scott Fraser Maskiel started Pegasus Playhouse in January. One of the reasons he founded the Children's Theater Company was to perform new works that better represent the community. He says the idea to write Too Many Princesses came to him 2 years ago.
Wouldn't it be cool if there was like this place where every girl was born a princess, and little by little they got bored with their lot and wanted to do something different, and what that would do to the community and how that would challenge things.
The children's fable, complete with tap dancing and singing, tackles cultural stereotypes such as gender roles, male toxicity, and relationships.
There is a boys and girls song where they talk about what's expected of boys, what's expected of girls, and they kind of do a battle. And trust me, when I did that song with these kids, no matter how young they were, they understood like, oh, I get this. There is kind of an inner competition societally between boys and girls all the time. And there is a bit of tension there that's not really addressed.
The play confronts gender stereotypes when some of the princesses want to pursue careers that are traditionally for males, such as a pilot or a veterinarian. And I'm gonna fly so high up in the... Fraser Maskiel says the boys in the town are villains. He mentions that Cedric and Princess Bettina are teased for their relationship that is merely a friendship and not romantic. His 11-year-old daughter's story placed Princess Luna in the play. The father and daughter confirmed that this relationship dynamic was based off of one of her friendships.
I have a friend named Tristan, and sometimes people ask if we're siblings, but also sometimes ask if we're dating, and it's really annoying because we're not. We're like brother and sister.
Fraser Maskiel also included a character who has a disability. Princess Samantha is on the autism spectrum. He says there's a song portrayed through the mind of Princess Samantha that explains how she only communicates through her drawings. I would like to share and show you pictures in my mind. The main conflict in the story occurs because the king and duke neglected to maintain the infrastructure of the bridge, which begins to break just as the circus is coming to town. The princesses must then fix the bridge, and it's Princess Samantha who is able to solve the problem.
But she, in her own mind, has been drawing these drawings the whole time. We see her with a notebook, and she solved the bridge engineering problem. And finally shows the king, like, look at this. And she basically saves the day. And I just wanted to show that communication is different, but no less valid.
The 21 children and 9 adults in the play rehearsed for 6 weeks, practicing a total of 48 hours. Fraser Maskiel says the performers have learned lessons they can apply to their everyday lives.
That they're empowered to bring up this thing about boys versus girls. They'll be empowered to say, like, we're just friends. Be empowered to say, do not make fun of them. Just because they're doing something differently does not mean they are not valid.
The final showings for Too Many Princesses are this Saturday, October 5th. Elizabeth Gabriel, KLCC News.